Yes.
So now say like this. But he's three limudim of pigu neisav tomei, because the chsiv bo b'tumah says in the Torah by the parsha of tumah, daber el aron v'yalbonov v'yinozru mikotcha b'nei Yisrael. Speak down the shul neshe watch out, v'yinozru, be careful not to be matamah themselves from b'nei Yisrael, from the kotchim. V'yichalu Hashem kodeshi, they should not be mechalol the korban. It says in the parsha of tumah here, it says lashon of b'nei Yisrael. So mashma only by korban of b'nei Yisrael is an issur for kohen not to do the avodah when he's tamei or when the behem is tamei. And the only parsha tum only applies to b'nei Yisrael, not to a grey. And therefore, the yalef neiser chilu mituma. Learn out the word din neiser did not apply to a korban of a grey, because it says the word chilu here b'lo yichalu Hashem kodshi by tuma, and it says the word b'chir gabi tuma b'nei Yisrael b'lo yichalu. It says by tuma these two things b'nei Yisrael and lo yichalu. So b'chir and it says gabi neiser, but the parsha of neiser for yochel b'avon Yisrael. He is Kodesh, Hashem, Chilel. So if we learn that Neisar from Tumah, that Neisar only applies to a korban of Bnei Yisrael, and not to a korban of a Goy. And thirdly, V'yalef Pigul, of another Neisar. Then I exerce Shov in the parish of Pigul, from the parish of Neisar, the Siv Gabi Pigul says, V'yanefesh Rechelos Memeno Avoyne Tiso. It says, by Pigul, Lashon of Avoyne. It says, Lashon, Siv Gabi Neisar, V'yechel Avoyne Yisar. He is Kodesh, Hashem, Chilel. The chulah, but all these three halachas, the halach of tumah, halach of pigul, halach of neisar, b'nei Yisrael, lo ezek chov, only applies to b'nei Yisrael, not to a goy. So that's why the Bryce said before that by goy's korban we do not have to this a tumah and not neisar and not pigul. Then we have the neisin tumura. So how do we know this, that a goy's korban you can't make tumura on? Just simply because the pasuk says neyach lifenu v'lo yomer. Says by parsha of tumura neyach lifenu. Well, Sib raised in the beginning of this parasha of Tumur, it says, Dabra b'nei Yisrael eimor, ish ki yaflu nyedi b'yekucho. So beginning of the parasha of Tumur, it starts off with b'nei Yisrael, that's how we dash and honor by korban of a b'nei Yisrael, is the onisa of Tumur, the parasha of Tumur. But by grace korban, there's no parasha of Tumur. Lishnachun, another lesson is, v'yein oisin Tumur, by grace korban, the goy cannot make Tumur, he cannot take another day mischum and say, zutach azut v'atchal. By time, what's the reason? The iskash tumuras behema lemaisa behema. There's a hekish in the psukim here between the parasha of tumuras behema lemaisa behema, and therefore also the hekish of umaisa behema lemaisa dogan. Learn out the parasha of maisa behema taken off maisa from your behemis, from maisa dogan taken off maisa truma from your wheat. The gabi maisa dogan by the parasha of truma by the wheat. So the pasuk says. As kiyas ma'isa b'nei Yisrael ashirimu l'Hashem. So v'dashim by truma means b'nei Yisrael l'yad v'chovim. That a goy has no parsh of truma. Huadin is no parsh of ma'isa behema by a goy. And huadin is no union of tumura by a goy's korban. So Rashi says, the milah kamam shalei perkin, who a ma'isa b'chlal shakotshim, lo miyotz lakish alayim loch, the ma ma'isa korban yochav yis a tumura, of kol korban yochav yis a tumura, of kol korban tziba. And Ma'isa Beim is because the Ma'isa, because we have this occasion here, that's how we learn out that on the Grace Korban, there's no parasha of Tumur. Now it says before in the Grace also, V'yein Mavir Malay Nesachim, we do not bring Nesachim, which we said Rashi was Mazur before, it means to say that if a Grace brings his Korban today, we do not let him bring the Nesachim tomorrow. Avo Korbanim Tori Nesachim. These are words of Rabbi Shimon, that if the guy wants to bring the Sochim right now, Bishas, he brings his Korban, right now the Korban needs the Sochim. Muslim, no, immediately, how do we know this from? The Torah Rabbanu wrote like this, the Pasuk says Ezrach. In the Parashi of says Ezrach, Rashi says Zel Yisrael means a regular Yisrael, and not a guy, so regular Yisrael is maybe the Sochim, to bring the Sochim by his Korban. So the Pasuk says Ezrach maybe the Sochim, V'yein Ezrach maybe the Sochim. But a grey does not bring Nesachim. So Yochel, I would have thought to say, Loitei Elosa Tumi Nesachim. So Vadashning so far means he can't bring Nesachim by itself. If so, I would have thought to say, so far, who is Korban Erla? Maybe Yosha does not mean Nesachim when he brings a Korban Erla. Talmud Lemna, the Pasuk says, Kocha. Kocha Rashi says, the Kochi Kuvihu, the Vade Toy Nesachim. And Michel Tzibur, who I didn't bring, is throwing the Sochim. We're bringing Michel Tzibur. We're only saying that by himself, we can't bring the Sochim by itself. By himself, he can't bring it. But the guy, when he brings his Korban is throwing the Sochim. Another one says, Omer Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yosi says on his braisa, that Roya ani b'kulum lahachmer. Rabbi Yosi goes to Chumra to say no, that a goy's korban has an loch like a Yisrael's korban, has all the Chumra's tomei, pigul meiser, and Pasha says Tumur also. So Moses says, my time, what's the reason of Rabbi Yosi? He says, Lashem ksivbe, says the word Lashem. Rashi says, Hashem sibu b'kotcher t'chovim l'chsiv ish ish m'bnei Yisrael asher grivu korbin v'hai korva she says m'kminim b'yot t'chovim sh'noidru n'dorm l'nof n'sposik l'goy kemek korbin n'dorm n'dovis t'Yisrael k'siv it says the end of the posik l'Hashem sh'nem it says asher grivu l'Hashem l'imaloch k'daimim b'hu p'ter v'shar kotchim d'morlim b'em l'chiyot m'lei m'shem p'igom k'amasichas is like a regular korbin and therefore it has all the chumris, it has nisimilu midi rice, it has din pigol, noisa b'tomi also. Talmud says, the medav ha-mamurim, when was the korban the machloikis, the kotchim mizbeach? That's when the Tanakama argued and said that a korban of a goy doesn't have mila. Av kotchim bedek abayis, but the goy looks like it was makdis something to the bedek abayis, tam the domim shaboy, then moilu them, and even by goy's hegdish, also somebody has a no, be open yes a mila. My time, what's the reason? The chigar minin mila. Chet chet mitrumam. When did we learn that the isa mila? From the parish of truma, only by Yisrael, not the goy. Do me the truma, it has to be something like truma, the kodesh kluchus aguf. Truma itself has kluchus aguf, it itself is truma. It's also present, eat it. Avok v'kedushas bedek abayis, Hashem Rav Yoni makdish something to give over to the Beis Hamikdash, v'kedushas domim. There the pshat is you makdish the value of it, like the value of the domim of it, Shaboy. That's what you give over to Hegdish. If so, loy, that you do not learn out, chet chet mitruma, therefore by kotche bedek abayis, everybody agrees, there'll be a nisimila, even when a goy is makdish it. Now, Omer Rav Yudom Arav, usually a regular lav in the Torah, also b'maisa chayit, it's called a lav shiyes b'maisa. If you have to do an action, like the classical lav where you get malchus, it's a way the Torah says, loisasum shor b'dishay. Now let him muzzle up your animal when you're working with him, that's called a lav shiyes b'maisa. It's chayit, then you get malchus. Let's say it's a lav shein b'maisa, then usually pot you do not get milk which you cannot turn it out from the lav loisachsim. So that's the question of klolu, is this a klal all over that the lav shein b'maisa poto, I borei meimer al mishnah. Before when you meimer, you make a tmura. The lav shein b'maisa, it's a lav shein b'maisa. So Rashi di b'dibur, tell you mitzvah, it's only a dibur, you're saying zu tacha zu, but you're not doing any action with your maisim. And still b'loki, you get Malkus to Tanan, it says now Mishnah, Leishu Rishol Homer, not that you're allowed to, and Leishim Homer Mumma, but if you do it, it's Chal Tmura, and the Sefik Esabem, you get Malkus. So how could you just say, Cloud, you don't get Malkus? How Mishnah says, you get Malkus. So Marin says, Amalach Rav will answer you, Homani Rabbi Yudi, and maybe our Mishnah goes according to Yoch, according to Rabbi Yudi Shita. And we'll have later on. The Yom of Yudi Shit himself is Lav Shem B'maisa Leikin Olav. He holds the Klal all over. He does know from this Klal, he learned out Olav, do me the Lav L'Sachsim. But he holds no, all over you get Malkus, how much goes according to Rabbi Yudah. But according to Rabbanan and Echnami, maybe you will not get Malkus by Tmura. So where's the question, is this true? O mi motus mukmas l'mathisik Rabbi Yudah. Is it possible to say that our Mishnah goes across Rabbi Yudah, who are kin to the Reshit like Rabbi Yudah? We came out that the Reshit of our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Yudah Shita. Tiktoni, because it says in the Reshit of our Mishnah, Hakom Amirim, everybody is in the parish of making Tumura. And we came out in the Gemara, Hakol Lasu Yemai, what does the word Hakol come to include? Lasu Yerush, comes to include Yerush. And so is like Rabbi Yudah, it's not like Rabbi Yudah Shita. Because if you hold the Yerush, it does not make Tumura if you yashin your father's korban. And so, little of a kasha, how could a Mishnah go according to Rabbi Yudah? Our Mishnah says, Hakel, that a Yerush does make Tumura. Someone says, that's not a kasha. I'll tell you, Hotonis Chavula Kavosi Bechodom. Our Tana, the Mishnah Vad is a third Tana. But our Tana holds in one trot like Rabbi Yudah Shitam, that the Lav Shem B'maisa Lekal Alof. It could be Tumura Taka, the regular Lav Shem B'maisa. And he holds our Tana, greets Rabbi Yudah Shitam, Alof, you get Malkus. But a polygon lebechoda, but our Tana argues on the other loch of Reb Yudah, the Eilu Reb Yudah Sava Yerushain Asemach. Yerushain Ameim, Reb Yudah Shit himself is that a Yerush of a Yash in your father's carbon, you're not the Baila Monitor to make Smicha to make Tumura. But the Tana Dida, now the Tana Mishnah holds no. The Tana Dida and Sava, Yerush, Semich, Yerush Memer. The Tana Mishnah could hold yes, that a Yerush could be Semich, a Yerush could make Tmura. Omer, Rav Vidi, Rav Enom, Rav Amram, Rav Yitzchom, Rav Yechanon, Mishum, Rav Yeseh, Glili. He says like this, that Kol Loisa, Shepet, Shepet, Torah, usually the Klal is Allah in the Torah, also, but my Seloik, if you do an action, Yechayiv. Lo yosa b'may support. If you do not do an action, you potter. Chutz, excluding for three lavs, there are three cases that are different. Chutz min nishpa, somebody swears false, we'll soon see. Umeima, tumur like in our Mishnah. Umekala chaver b'shem, if you curse somebody with Hashem's name, b'shemosh l'kodesh baruch hu. Is apa pish lo yosa, I didn't know these three cases, there's no real action, it's only yidiba b'yalmo. Still chayiv. Still yichayiv. So in the Chaim, we'll have to understand why tumura is a sex. Then the bride sends off and says, Mishum Reb Yesi, Reb Chanina Amru, in his name it says, Av HaMaktim Truma LeBikurim. Also a similar case, if you maktim, there's a lot of Torah that you have to take off first Bikurim from your crop, and then take off Truma. If somebody takes off Truma first, it's over the lav of Loi Tachar, we'll see in the Gemara, and therefore he's over this lav. So the Havimina Pashtus she learned that he means to say that this love also you get Malkus. Even though it's a love shamed on myself, still you get Malkus. We'll see later in the Maskana Sagamara that he means to say Af, that this is also a case that you do not get Malkus. He holds this is also called love shamed on myself that ain't like no love. Now I call upon in these first three, everybody agrees you get Malkus. So first question why? Let's see. Nishpa Minol, if you swear forth, how do we know you get Malkus for this love? So when it says Omer Reb Yechonim Mishum Reb Meya, Omer Kro, the Pesuk says Kilo Yinakir Hashem Es Asher Yisa Eshmer Lashov. If someone like swears false says Hashem's name, he is swears false. The Pesuk says Kilo Yinakir Hashem, Hashem will not forgive you for that aver, you will not have a kapara. So the Diak is Bezdin Shemala Ein Menakinoisai. Bezdin Shemala means in Shemayim they won't forgive you, but the Diak is Avu Bezdin Shemata Malkinoisai. That Bezdin Shemata over here, Bezdin does give you punishment, then you would have a kapara. How is it through Malkus? That's called Abu Bezdin Shemata Malkinoisa, you Manakinoisa, that clean you off. I mean, that'll be a good kapara for you. So Moses says back, no, how do you know this? Maybe Dash Nomalera Propla Baya. Fiyema, why don't you say like this? Loitevele Nikias Klal, maybe the person means to say, Kloinaki Hashem, you have no Nikias at all. But she says, the Ein Malkinoisa, Bezdin Shemata. But he's a business lamata, won't give you Malkus and you won't have a kapar at all. So Malay, he answers back to this, and came of soul, Lichta Kura Layinaki. The Lichta, just you said Layinaki. Hashem Lamali, why does it say the word Layinaki Hashem? Is it this again that Bezdin Shemalo, who the Yen Menakinoisai? Our Bezdin Shemata is Malkin Omenakinoisai. Bezdin Shemata would do both. Our Bezdin Shemata would give Malkus and clean him off. Tzmur says, so far, ask Hashem this person about Shua Shov. It says, Lashon of Glesisa, Hashem Akechol HaShov. It says, going on a Shua Shov. Rashi said, Dechtiv HaShayisa, Shmoy LaShov, Ayin a Shua Shov. What's a Shua Shov? To go Nishpa L'Shana, says, to do a Yodim. If somebody swears that this table is a chair, so right now when it comes out of your mouth, we speak clearly, it's Shov, it's in vain. That's the Slav of Layisa, Shmoy LaShov. From here it says, Kleinak Hashem, that it would be Malkus. But Shvua Shekim Nolan, somebody swears false, meaning to say right now we do not know it's false, we have to first find out it's later. Let's say somebody swears he ate today. I don't know if he did or not. And later we find out that he did not eat today. That's called a Shvua Shekim. So I don't know by that you get Malkus also. Tzmur says, Rav Yechonim Dei Omar Lashov Lashov Shnei Pom. It says the word twice, Lashov Lashov. So Neinu Inya Lashua Shov Tinu Inya Lashua Sheker. Shua Sheker also gets Malkus. On this Rav Gemara Maskev Lava Ravua, Shua Sheker has done. What's the case of a Shua Sheker? Ilaim, if you want to tell me. Ilaimu. The Omar, the person says, Shloi Oichal, I will not eat today. The Ochal, the guy goes and eats today. For the Gemara, also mumaisav it. Avadi get Malkus. Then, as Ramash Allah sheish permaisa, you swore upon yourself that you will not eat today. And then, if you go out and eat, you're over your shruah and with a maisa. V'yelad must be the yomer. The person said, Shoichal v'loyochal. The person says he will eat today. And the ma'aseh the whole day went by and he did not eat. So he's over the yisra v'shvur. So maybe in this case you get malchus. So Moses says, no, who? In such a case, Miloki, is it true that you get malchus? No, you don't get malchus. We don't like this. Shavua shoichal kikneza hayom. If somebody makes a shvuam that he will eat this bread today, the offer him, the whole day goes by, the Yochanan does not eat it. So, Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, both of them say, Amri ein leike, both of them say, clearly you do not get malchus in this case. If you swear that you will eat bread today, and the day went by you did not eat, you do not get malchus. What's the reason? Rabbi Yochanan, Amri ein leike, the lav shein b'maisu. For chol lav shein b'maisu, and leike lav. It's a lav shein b'maisu, you don't get malchus. Rosh Lakish Amar, and the lake of the reason why you don't get Malchus, Mishum, the heavenly has for us sulfur. It's a warning, a doubtful warning. But the cloud is like you have to warn him that he has to eat today. Now, but, so throughout the day, you could always say, I forgot, like I think I have time later. And later when the day comes by, he has the right to say, I forgot. So even though you come to Malchus the last second of the day, right before Shkin, you tell him, listen, if you don't eat now, you'll be over Yeshua. He has the right to say to himself, my watch says I have 2 more minutes to go. So that's not called a good Asura right now. After 2 minutes, he has the right to say he forgot. So it's always considered Asura Sofik. And therefore, because Asura Sofik in Nikol Love, you don't get noticed that the Asura was a doubtful Asura warning. The warning has to be right before he does the Avei Ravadai to warn him, if you do this, Meister, you're not going to get noticed. That's called Asura. So by Kopon and both of them say you did not get Malchus over here. So Vash Mashman, the Rebakruah, does not go on this type of a Shua Sheker. Say on the rather, Omer Abavua, today, where's the case that we're including the Shua Sheker also gets Malchus? Be Ochalti v'lo Yochalti. But the person swore that he ate today in the past tense. He already ate. And later we find out, no, he did not eat. So that's called the Shua Sheker, and that you get Malchus. For the Gemara Maishino, why do you say here you get Malchus and by in the future you do not get Malchus? What's the difference whether you said you ate already or you said you will eat? So Rabbi says like this, that the Feirish rips the Torah, Sheker Dumi Lashov. The Torah says in the section word of Lashov Lashov, that we're saying even a Shua Sheker also gets Malchus, but it has to be Dumi to a Shua Shov. Mashov, just like by Shua Shov. Lishovar means it's false right now. As soon as it comes out of your mouth, it's false. If you swear that this table is a chair, we know right now it's shov. It's shov already. I'll check the same thing when you swear false, even though we don't know about it, but lishovar, it has to be that's already false already. Meaning you swore that you ate today, and really you did not eat. So remember, it's a shov, it's a sheker the time it comes out of your mouth. It's lishovar, it is already a sheker. But Mashiach, if you swear that you will eat today, and the day goes by, you do not eat, so first becomes a sheker at the end of the day, lost it. So that's not daimit to shove, therefore there's no reba to say you get Malchus on such a shvur sheker. Ace for Rabbi Yimli Abavua. Rabbi Yimli asked a question to Rabbi Avua. It says, shvur shloyechol kikazu. Somebody swears he will not eat this bread. Shvur shloyechlenu. The second time he says he makes sure he will not eat it. Shvur shloyechlenu. The third time he says it. The Yochlan eats it, so he made 3 shvuas that he would not eat it, and then he goes in and eats it, and says, Ein chayv elachas, you only chayv once, because otherwise it's Ein shvua chala shvua, something you mush for the yomer already, the shvua is not chala a second time. So is there a shvua zbito, there's a case of a shvua zbito, and there's a shvua sheker, shechiyav mazdoin emachis, that by doing it in Mezid you get Malchus, yashavras the covenant of the yomer, you say such a shvua sheker here, but shaker, you made a mistake, but when you made a shvua that you would not eat it today, and then when you ate it, you forgot about the shvua, so you have to bring carbon early over here, depending on how rich you are. So it says, only in this case, you get Malchus. Zer lemut emai, what do you mean, this case, in my other places, no. Lav lemut doesn't come to exclude, or chalti v'lo yachalti, somebody swore that I already ate, and you did not eat. The lelok, you did not get Malchus. So how can we say now that this is called a shvua shaki, you get Malchus? Here it's mashmi, you do not get Malchus on the shvua lishavar if you said you ate today and really you did not eat today. Tomorrow says, no, let's not turn this Bryce over here. Zui, I'll tell you the deacon like this, Zui, this is the case. The guy says, Zui dashen rosa maite korbin. This is the case that if you eat the bread today, the shaydi, you forgot about Yeshua, you have to bring a korbin. But let's say somebody says, oh, chalti v'lo yechalti, somebody swore that he already ate, and he did not eat. La maite korbin, in that case, you don't have to bring a korbin. Even though Malchus you would get, but korbin not. Omani, who does the price go like then? Rabbi Shmuel, he goes according to Rabbi Shmuel Shita. So why don't you give Hatachi the carbon? If you made a shvua that you ate today, and you forgot, and it's really right now you thought you did eat, and later you realize that you did not eat, so why don't you have to bring a carbon? He goes according to Rabbi Shmuel. The other that he holds, Yoni Chayiv on something that you will do, and not something you did already. Just for carbon, it says, but it has to be something in the future and not something you did already. If you want to say this price, it goes according to Yishmael. If Amos says, what does it say for the price to say? It says, Zui Shvua Shov. This is the case of a Shvua Shov. Shechayav and Mazdoin and Marcus, they would do the Shvua Shov. The Nazid, you get Marcus. Yashavrosa Potter. But the Shege, you get Potter from the carbon. So, because a shvua shov, there's no carbon. Now, zui lemuti, ma wasn't come to exclude. Lav lemuti doesn't come to exclude. Or chalti v'lo yechalti. That someone who makes a shvua or chalti that already ate today, it comes that he did not eat today, that the lemaki does not get malchus. So again, there'll be a dik dechur, and in this case, you do not get malchus. So Moses says, no, that's not the dik from the sefer either. I'll tell you, the dik from the sefer is, zui, it is the case, the yashikagosai potemi carbon. If you made a shvua shov, even though you were shaygeg, this is where you're potter for the carbon. But in the case of achalti, where you swore that you ate today, and v'lo yachalti, you did not eat, and you did it b'shaygeg, you forgot that you really did not eat, so maisi carbon, then you would have to bring a carbon. That's what they say for diakis. Well, Mani, who else like this, that you have to bring a carbon on a shvua of l'shov, what happened already? Because it goes according to Rabbi Kiva, The end of the year is Mevi'in Korban L'Shovar. Yes, you have to bring a Korban and a Shvu'a L'Shovar. You don't need L'Horah L'Hetiv. So it could be the Torah. Need no Stira for this Braisa. But it's Stira in the Braisa itself. It's not a Stira to our Allah. It could be that both Mashmi, you would get Malkus B'Yachalti V'Yachalti, but I call upon him to Stira in the Braisa. For your amount of Resh, you just got finished saying that the Resh of the Braisa is Rabbi Shmuel. If so, and now you want to say the safe is Rabbi Kiva, how does that come out? Do you get a korban and l'shovar on the future or not? On l'shovar or not? So Moses says, rather, element is safe for Rabbi Kiva, Rashi, not Rabbi Kiva. No, both of them go according to Rabbi Kiva. And Taki Yechayiv a korban, even l'shovar. For Rashi, then the Rashi, lab l'muti yechalti v'lo yechalti, doesn't come to exclude the case we said you ate already and you did not eat, b'shegig, to say you're not chayiv a korban. If not, you would be chayiv a korban there also. And Lamuti comes to exclude like this, Oichel v'lo yochal, that you make sure you will eat today, and throughout the day you do not eat. Umay shino, how come this case you put them in a korban? Because like this, mishum dekoyi b'la'abo, m'mayit la'abo. When we're talking about la'abo, we're m'mayit in the case of la'abo. And Rashi says, really the question is, umay shino, te m'mayit oichel v'lo yochal m'korban. The guy swears he will eat. Then he doesn't eat, you say you put it from the carbon. But you marbe or chalti v'lechalti in the past, what happened already, me say for the chayiv carbon that you are chayiv carbon. How do you know to say this? Mishana the Gemara says, Mishum dekoi belabo memayet labo, Rashi says, Mistavru reishu lemutei oichel v'loyoichel. Why? Dekoi belabo, we're talking about the future, the toni, shvua shvayach lenu, I will not eat it. Umemayet labo. Umemayet also a shvua of labo, kagoin, Oichel v'loyichel, I will eat it, don't eat. Avokoyi b'labo, we're talking about labo, m'mayit l'shavar b'tmiya, going achalte v'loyichalte, that doesn't make sense. If we're talking about pashas of labo, we're only m'mayit things of labo that you don't have, the hain v'lav. But we're talking about labo, to m'mayit, in the past tense, that we don't do. Say l'chavar, therefore, shvua of l'shavar, of a chalti, v'loy chalti anachnami, he would be chayiv the korban. But malchus anachnami, we talk that you would be chayiv malchus. That's the case of the brayso, what it means by shvur sheker yichayiv malchus means in the case of l'shava, where the person swore that he ate today, and really he did not eat today. So in that case, if he did have a mezid, yichayiv malchus. That's this pasuk of l'shav l'shav. It says ki lo yinake by shvur shav to teach us that there's no menachim in Shemayim, but vidayodim there is malchus. Then the second case was umeima. The is of tumur also you get malchus. On this amulei Rabbi Yechim, Yechim learned like this. He said l'tano l'tisni umeima, don't learn umeima this brisa. Mishum dibdiburei also maisa. Yechim holds it's not called the lav shem b'maisa. He holds a sense with Diba, like by you taking this behemah chul and saying zu tacha zu, you mean to make kedusha upon this behemah. But since with your maisa, with you making the chul into kachim, that's called Diba is doing a maisa. So if you're knows in svar, you get malchus on tomorrow, this will not be daima to a shvur. A shvur, you're not making any kachim, your Diba is not making anything. But over here by tomorrow, since your Diba makes the behemah chul into kachim, that's considered like a maisa. Then the third case is a makalas lir b'shem. Somebody curses his friend's name with a shem, with his friend with Hashem's name, even though it's a lav shem b'maisa get malchus. How do we know this? Omer Rabbi Lozom Rabbi Ishia. Omer Kvar the pasuk says, "Im lo sishmar, if you do not watch yourself, im lo sishmar." Rashi says, "Ad liyuras Hashem sheisiyor, you should be afraid of Hashem's name." Shlo aitzias Hashem levatola. Therefore, same thing, if you're Mekalas Lever B'Shem, you'd be Meitzel Levatolo. Then the Pasuk says, Gitzim L'Sishma, says, Uksiba says, Viflo Hashem Esmach HaSecho. Hashem will give you back a punishment, will soon see means Malchus. So Haflo Zuh, when it says the word Haflo, any day, I'm not sure what it means, now. Kishuam, when the Pasuk says, in Dvorm Chafei, by the Pasuk Vedim Zemim, it says, V'Epilu HaShefet V'Kol Lefonov, that we throw, put him down, we give him Malchus. Have your mouth lost Malchus, as if to say here also that by Hashem's name Levatolo you get Malchus. So Bekitzer, when you curse your friends and you're saying out Hashem's name, so for that you get Malchus. So that's the question, if so Ema Filu Shu Emes, that any time you swear with Hashem's name, also maybe you get Malchus. The rest of the Kormuza Kroah that Filu Shu Emes Lo Levet, B'Shem Shema with Hashem's name. And if you do say Hashem's name, maybe you get Malchus for it. Smor says no. The edict of the process is clearly Shuas Hashem Tia Ben Shneim. Sometimes the Torah says you have to swear. Smor still says no. Ema may be high in the middle of fire says Chaveroi. Like the time a person has tainas on you, so you have to swear, he should not have tainas on you. Ave Muki Loki, but maybe still you would get Malchus though. Still you're saying Hashem's name, you get Malchus. Smor says no, lay much time, that you can't say. For see, the process says clearly, you're allowed to make a shvu with Hashem's name. Mor says, no, only brother, this pasuk we need, Likadirav, the Yomar of Yud Lomarav. Minan, how do we know to say, Shenishboyim Lakaimas HaMitzvois, you have a right to make a shvu that you will do a mitzvah to Mizaraz yourself, to do the mitzvah, you want to make a shvu? Shenem, the pasuk says until him, Nishpati V'yakayim Olishma Mishpate Ketzekecho. So, mash what, that you're allowed to make a shvuah to mekayim a mitzvah. So that's what the pasuk means with Shmei Tishabayah. You're allowed to make a shvuah to mekayim a mitzvah, but otherwise, maybe, a shvuah Hashem, you still get malchus. Tzmor says no. Kruach Rim is another pasuk that says, a voice sidmok of Shmei Tishabayah. Mash what, you are allowed to swear. So, when you do a shvuah emes, you can't say you get malchus. Eldermore says, Lamai, what do you want to say also? Lamakalas Chaver B'Shem? The positive means to say when you curse your friend with Hashem's name, on that you get Malchus. For the Gemara Reim, why don't I say simple? Lamaisi Shem Shemayim Levatolo. Maybe the positive is only talking about somebody's Maisi Shem Shemayim Levatolo. That's when he gets Malchus. But if you curse somebody with Hashem's name, maybe not. Lamaisi says, what kind of story is that? Me Gor, Mikalas Chaver B'Shem, Maisi Shem Shemayim Levatolo, why is it worse? By cursing, you're also saying Hashem's name, Levatolo. So why did you get Malchus? So it was Anan, us, Hochiko Kashan, this one was bothering us. Hochiko Kashanon. Eimer, why don't I say, Moitzi Shem Shemaim Levatolo, Tiskele be Malchus. If somebody's Moitzi Shem Shemaim Levatolo, then it's enough to get Malchus. A lot of us kapor with that. Abob, in the case of Mekalach of Hashem, where you curse your friend's name with Hashem's name, curse your friend with Hashem's name, Kivun de Kovitat, you're doing two of everything like. To come up at Shem Shem Levatolo, or commit tzar lechavri, you're giving your friend tzar, giving him pain, you're cursing him. So a tiskle be malchus, maybe that should not be enough with malchus. That's my kash. Maybe you don't get malchus, you need a different punishment. Maybe you not get malchus on the kalo. So more so than that, Dalid, where much is done, that he can't say, that's what the person says, that's the kalo cherish. Now, that the reason love, you're not allowed to curse your friend. That's the kalo cherish, just like this. If you tell me that this pasuk, we start out with Imlo Sishmor, it says Hiflo. He's talking about Mekalo. Since we know there's a law someplace else, it's good that he gets Malkus. But Eli Yamet, Moshe Shem 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 No, for saying that Hashem Zayin Lavatov is only Nisar Asay. So the farmer started with to say this pasuk that we're darshening in Loisishma that says v'hiflo that you get malchus with Shem Shemayim is not mistaken. The pasuk is talking about stam be moish Shem Shemayim, since it doesn't say a lot of feresh anywhere in the Torah. It's only nisra vasei v'ashenkin by mekala where you curse your friend. Here there's the feresh a lav atoril as the kala cherish. So here it's mistaken to say that the pasuk is a lav, but even though it's a lav shem b'maisa, I would have thought to say maybe you don't get malchus. Kamash from this pasuk in Loisishma except v'hiflo Hashem that you do get malchus. Even though it's a lav shame by myself, still you get malchus on it. The shita is the kasha. What am I saying from this pasuk? Go from where sishmo is a lav. He says, no, the pasuk does not mean that the avatar is a lav. That's not the lav. That's only teaching us that as some other lav haterah, that there's some reason, like here, where it's a lav shame by myself, we're supposed to say you don't get malchus. Kamash when yes, you do get malchus. So if what's mistaken is going on lav of like the kalacherish, so that's why it says, the case we curse you from with Hashem's name, so you get malchus, even as lav shame by still there'll be mark in Loisishma in the word of the Hiflo Hashem. Alright, we'll stop here.